Welcome to the Lucid Dreaming Podcast from howtolucid.com, where I share interesting lucid dreaming tutorials, stories, and tips with you guys. If you want to find more, you can actually go to howtolucid.com/podcast, where you'll get exclusive links and discounts, as well as show notes and much more.
Sleep. We know sleep is important, and in this video, I'll tell you how I learned how to sleep better. Because the thing is, I have spent a lot of time and money on learning how to improve my physical sleep. I've been tracking it through this ring, which is an Oura ring. It's a sleep tracker. As you can see, there's little three bumps on the ring there. That tracks my heart rate, my blood pressure, my movement, body temperature, all kinds of stuff. And basically the goal is that I wanted to, and maybe you can relate, okay, I wanted to sleep for the minimum amount of time that I needed for my body and still get the maximum benefits, right? So I wanted my sleep to be really efficient. And I've learned a lot about how to do that, and I'll teach you in this video. So this is kind of similar to my other video about how to fall asleep in 2 minutes flat, because when you improve your sleep, you also fall asleep faster. They kind of go hand in hand, but this video is going to be a bit different and more focused on the actual quality of the sleep instead of just falling asleep fast. Okay, so when I say quality, I mean things like how much of your sleep is REM, how much is deep sleep, how much is, you know, light sleep, and how much is being awake. Like how often in the night do you wake up and get interrupted? Because this is also not ideal. Like, you don't want to be waking up in the middle of the night, you know, tossing and turning, wake up for half an hour, then go back to sleep. You know, that's just going to be crappy sleep quality. You ideally want to go to sleep and fall asleep within 5 to 10 minutes and then stay asleep until you wake up, right? I mean, that's what we all kind of want. But you'll be surprised, and it wasn't until I started tracking my sleep that I realized how bad my sleep actually was. I was waking up, you know, multiple times, between 3 and 5 times a night. Sometimes I would stay awake for 20 minutes or half an hour. My REM and deep sleep were super low. I just, you know, the sleep wasn't good. And this is why I had to basically learn everything from scratch again, because what I thought I knew was wrong, clearly. And it wasn't until I started tracking it that I knew that. I'm going to try not to repeat myself too much compared to the other video, but let's just very, very quickly go over some things that are the same. So the first thing is that you need to be active during the day, in the first part of the day, right? So you need to spike your cortisol and your heart rate, not with coffee. Coffee should wait until 11 a.m. because that's when it's the most efficient way of taking it. If you take it first thing, you're just going to have a huge crash in about 2 hours afterwards. You need the coffee to be a boost and not a kickstart. Very important difference, right? Your kickstart first thing in the morning should be from exercise, whether that's press-ups, you know, squats, burpees, walking, jogging, cycling, who cares? Just exercise in some way in the first hour of the day. And ideally do it outside, because then you're getting the vitamin D, you're getting the fresh air, natural sunlight, all of that stuff. It's very important, okay? So that's the first step. The second part of the first one is no caffeine after 12 p.m. The half-life of coffee or caffeine is 6 hours. So that means if you have a cup of coffee at, well, let's do the maths. If you have a cup of coffee at 3 p.m., half of that coffee is still in your system at 9 p.m. And then half of that, so a quarter of the coffee, is still in your system at 3 a.m. So, you know, if you have like a quadruple shot latte at 3 p.m., it's the equivalent of you having taken one espresso shot at 3 a.m. on top of the other, you know, parts of it. Like, oh, no wonder you can't sleep. So one coffee, make it a weak one, have it before 12 p.m. and burn it off. Like, after you've had your coffee, really use that energy. And it doesn't have to be physical. Use it mentally. You know, your brain uses, relative to its size, the most calories and energy out of any organ in your body. So use your brain power after that coffee. Don't just waste it sitting around gossiping or looking at the butterflies or something like that. You know, use that and mental energy and burn off that caffeine. All right. So the next step is, you know, I said this before, but I'll just very quickly say it again. No water after, well, it varies depending on when you sleep. But I would say 8 p.m. maximum 9 p.m. No water, no drinks, nothing after that. No food after 8 p.m. And also no screens after 8 p.m. I know it's strict, but I promise you, if you just do it, if you just follow these things just for a few days or even a week, I know it's strict, but at the end of that week, you will never go back because your sleep will be so good that it will be worth it to you. I know it sounds difficult, but I promise you it's worth it. When you wake up every morning feeling super refreshed, energized, strong, you know, you recover, you heal at an insane rate. Like when you get good sleep, your body heals very fast. Not to mention it's great for the immune system. I haven't been sick in over 2 years. And when I was last sick, it was very, very like quick. You know, it happened, I think, maximum for about just over 24 hours, right? And people around me were being sick for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, flu, long-term symptoms, all this stuff. No, if you get good sleep and if you've locked all this other stuff down, your body is incredibly resilient and it's very strong. The immune system is incredibly strong when you give it everything it needs.
I just wanted to remind you that if you're listening to this podcast, you can actually get a free PDF guide to lucid dreaming, a report showing you 100 things that you can do in a lucid dream, as well as free email lessons, tutorials, and tips. All you need to do is go to howtolucid.com/sign-up, all one word, howtolucid.com/sign-up.
Okay, so the next one. The more tired you are, the better your sleep quality will be. So if you, whatever you have to do to make yourself tired, I don't care what you have to do, but just spend your energy to the maximum, mentally and physically. Just do absolutely everything you want to do in the day. And then when the day is done, when it's finished, you just go to sleep, let it all go. And I guarantee your body will fall straight asleep. You'll stay asleep the whole night. So, you know, do more reps in the gym, spend an extra half an hour working, whatever. Just give your energy and you'll fall asleep better. No huge meals before bedtime. That kind of goes without saying. No massive like digesting food as you're trying to sleep. Big meal at lunchtime. If, in my opinion, you should have your biggest meal in the middle of the day. And then straight after that meal, you walk it off. So you go out for a long walk, ideally half an hour or more, and you burn off all of that energy. And then on top of that, you can then consider things like supplements if you want to, but I would recommend only doing that when you've got all of this other stuff locked down, okay? So next, let's take this to a more advanced level now. So if you're still with me now, hopefully you know all that stuff is, you know, gonna work and you want the more advanced stuff. So the more advanced stuff really comes down to optimizing your environment, like so where you physically sleep, which is usually the bedroom, right? So the main things you can do is you need to make sure it's completely dark. All of the LED lights, any light source is gone. Blackout curtains, blinds, whatever. There's different ways of, you know, making that happen in your room. You can get stick-on things, electrical tape. There's all kinds of stuff. The next thing is your body needs to be warm, but the room needs to be cold. I know that sounds a bit like a paradox. What I mean is the air in the room needs to be cold, ideally between... My favorite temperature is about between 14 and 16 degrees, but you can go, some people go colder. You could go down to like 10 even or less. Below 5, I wouldn't recommend because you're just going to be too cold. For most people, between 10 and 16 degrees is going to be good. Don't leave it at the daytime temperature, which a lot of people, they stay at this temperature of about 20 to 23 degrees with the heating on. That's too warm. Come on, you're not going to sleep well with that. They've shown that up to a point, you know, the lower the temperature, the more deep sleep you have. And there's all kinds of expensive, intricate ways of making yourself cold during the night. I have experimented with lots of them. At one point, I spent over $1,000 on a water-cooled mattress, like, underlay thing. I'm not going to say the brand because I don't want to, you know, speak bad about them. But long story short, it ended up just not working. It made the bed cold, but the motor in this water pump was just too loud for me. I don't like to wear earplugs, they fall out. And so there, it had to be quiet, otherwise it wouldn't work. And long story short, it was not quiet. It was just this whirring noise. I always heard it. So yeah, if there was a way to have like a water-cooled mattress underlay with a silent motor, let me know, because that would be a game changer for me. Well, I say game changer, it would only increase my deep sleep by a small percentage, maybe 5 or 15%. Because those foundation things I told you about, the free stuff, is going to get you like most of the way there. It's going to do most of the work. Beyond that, you're really just looking at the cherry on top of the cake, like the extra 5, 10, maybe 15% increase to your deep sleep and your REM sleep and your overall sleep quality. So there's not a lot in it. You don't need to buy anything. This is a very important thing. You don't need to buy anything to improve your sleep quality. You have everything you need. It's just about using it and building the right habits. Pillow spray. I have a love-hate relationship with pillow spray. I know there's different ones you can get. I personally only like the lavender one. But even that, I feel these days, it just doesn't add anything. It smells nice, but it doesn't really make a big difference. You know, like when I thought it did when I first started using it years ago now, but it, at the end of the day, it was just a nice smell. Helps to relax your mind, I suppose, but if you're doing other things to relax your mind, you don't notice any extra difference with pillow spray. Another thing which I have found massively beneficial for sleep quality is to have either a hot bath or do yoga an hour before bed. The hot bath, contrary to popular belief, actually lowers your body temperature. I know it's complicated, it's weird, right? You'd think a cold shower would do that, but no. Hot bath does the trick. On top of that, yoga is, well, there's many benefits to yoga, but in the Western world, a lot of people think it's just kind of, it's woo-woo, it's just stretching, it's weird, the poses look funny, whatever, okay? Just give it a try, be open-minded, you know, that's all I can say. I thought the same about yoga, and then I tried it out. And you get really into it, you know, it's good for the body and mind. It helps your body to relax and fall asleep. And there are all kinds of other benefits energetically, which I don't need to go into in this video, but yeah, just give it a try. And if you're going to do it in the hour before bed. Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for listening to the Lucid Dreaming podcast from howtolucid.com. There is actually more I would like to offer you. So if you go to howtolucid.com/podcast, you can get exclusive discounts, offers, bonuses, tips, lessons, and videos just for podcast listeners. If you would like to watch or listen to this on another platform, I am on every single social media platform, so just search for How to Lucid. The main place I post is YouTube, where I post pretty much every day.